Well, it's great to see many of you here. This is a very important day of the year for us. It gives us an opportunity to glance back over our shoulder over the past years, to analyze, to learn, and to look forward to the prospects of the next 12 months, to offer our plans and expectations. The past couple of years have been rough, to say the least, and I think it would be fair to say that they've been catastrophic to many in a challenging time to govern. But through tough times, we learn and grow. Through tough times, we find new ways to live and govern. Through tough times, we come together to find solutions to the myriad of problems facing us as a governing body of Sonoma County. Speaking for Supervisors Brown and Supervisor Zane and myself, I'd like to welcome our two new board members, Supervisors Mike McGuire and David Rabbit. Welcome to the show that never ends, both of you. I'd also like to offer my sincere thanks to outgoing supervisors, Mike Kearns and Paul Kelly, who served 12 and 16 years respectively here for the county, and who have been two honorable public servants, and their service will be felt for years to come. I'd also like to welcome the many city, county, state, and federal elected officials and their staff members here with us today. So if I can ask you to please stand to be recognized so we can acknowledge you for your dedication to public service at this challenging time. So all city, county, state, and federal electeds and their staff, if you can please stand up. Mm-hmm. 161 years ago, Sonoma County was incorporated. It was the same year that California was admitted to the Union, 1850. It was a year after the Gold Rush and 4 years after the Bear Flag Revolt. In 1850, Joel Houghton was granted the first patent for a dishwasher, and a year later, Isaac Singer invented the sewing machine. The population in Sonoma County was 550. And Sonoma County, like the world around us, is a vastly different place than in 1850. Since then, our population has almost grown thousandfold to nearly 500,000. Where once there were wagon trails, there are now highways and shopping centers. But come to think of it, some of those roads still today resemble those wagon trails of the 1850s. Where once potatoes, apples, and hops grew, vineyards now cover much of our landscape. Sonoma County wines are known worldwide and have brought hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy and provided employment for thousands. Businesses of every type perform the task of commerce here and again, bring hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy, and provide employment for tens of thousands of fellow citizens. Today, local companies are world leaders and innovators in agriculture, communications, medical device research and development. We have a strong technology industry in Sonoma County and a growing green economy as well. But even with these achievements, we must also acknowledge the realities of our current fiscal position and the difficulties that we face from here going on forth. Let us not shrink from this task, but consider it a calling. Let us together bring each of our own unique talents and skill sets to bear on the many challenges facing us today. As we are also painfully aware, the economy suffered many body blows over the past few years. Our national banking system is rife with problems. Millions have lost their jobs, and home foreclosures still threaten an unprecedented number of our neighbors. Locally, our economy is struggling to regain its footing. We were hit particularly hard here locally by the national mortgage crisis, as home prices dropped precipitously, but meanwhile, housing affordability improved significantly. It still maybe doesn't allow some of our myself in our 20s and 30s from living with our parents. That's a joke too, guys. Foreclosures have also brought their own special brand of pain to local families. Our tourism sector in Sonoma County has suffered as many Americans have been forced to eliminate much of the discretionary spending. So we've had much bad news, but there are some good signs appearing on the horizon as consumer confidence marginally grows. There are some reasons for hope regarding the local economy. Various indicators showing some growth with technology leading the way. Home prices stabilizing, but there are some structural problems on the commercial side. Economic recovery in Sonoma County is showing some real positive signs, led by technology and medical device firms. But we certainly aren't out of the economic woods yet. But at last, we have some moderately good news to offer us some comfort. Local retailers have demonstrated encouraging sales this past holiday season, and we've heard reports that some retailers are keeping some or all of their temporary seasonal workers on staff. New ventures are appearing locally as well. So as demonstrated in the presentation pertaining to unemployment, it's still a serious problem. Our rate here in Sonoma County, hovering just 10%, is totally unacceptable. But change in this area comes slowly and lags behind other indicators. Recent news shows slight improvement at the national level, but still remains stagnant. There is an incalculable human cost that comes with joblessness. Besides the loss of personal income to families, lost revenues to local businesses, a less robust tax base, and all the rest, there's a personal cost to each unemployed person. The loss of dignity and self-respect a person feels when their job is taken. There is constant worry, if not panic, about how to maintain a home and feed their families. Depression, substance abuse, and domestic violence are often tragic results of unemployment. If asked the board, here with my colleagues, we accomplish anything in the next year, it is that we aggressively address this issue and find a way to ease the burden on Sonoma County's unemployed. They are our friends, our neighbors, our families, they are us. So what about jobs and job creation? Sonoma County efforts in job creation have paid off in recent ways. In 2009 to 2011, we have brought over $33 million in economic stimulus funds into our local economy, creating and protecting hundreds of jobs. The Workforce Investment Board, our workforce development agency, has worked with various community partners to facilitate some significant job training and creation efforts, including clean energy workforce training, which provides retrofit and energy efficiency training to unemployed or underemployed construction workers. The Workforce Investment Board also launched the Summer Jobs Program in 2009, providing on-job training and work experience to hundreds of economically disadvantaged youth each summer. Some of these kids have even landed permanent jobs with employers as a result. The Economic Development Board's charge is creating programs to support existing efforts and help prevent job loss. A successful example of the EDB efforts in Sonoma County is the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau, which began as a division of the EDB and now is managed by the private sector. The Bureau is responsible for increasing tourism here in Sonoma County, thus facilitating job retention and creation in the tourism sector of our economy. Recently, the Morgan Family Foundation awarded another grant to the Innovation Action Council for a one-year period to develop an economic cluster analysis and job generation for Sonoma County. The council will take direct aim at the issue of job creation in 2011. The group will determine needs of the local economy via several focus groups with key economic clusters and then develop an action plan. So budgetary issues have dominated much of our attention the past months, and I believe that it'll probably dominate much of our attention for at least the next 2-3 years. Our current adopted budget of $1.18 billion has been reduced by a little over 7%. These cuts have come through permanent program reductions, utilizing carryover funds and reserve funds for one-time purposes. We've saved considerably through employee contributions as well, which closed a portion of the budget gap. And I think one of the most striking graphs that I saw this morning was the job losses here in this county, specifically the 30% on the non-education governmental jobs. And in a time when we constantly hear you're not doing enough, I think that graph is demonstrated that at the county level, at the municipality level, at the local government level, we're trying to do our best to live within our means. The process has been a painful one for all of those involved. We have to accept our new fiscal constraints, and the 2011 and 2012 budget will reflect that new reality in many, many ways. But in the end, we'll be stronger, more adaptable, and able to take advantage of new opportunities as they arise. For now, we have to be vigilant and detail-oriented. The adopted budget will maintain core services, adopt a prudent fiscal path, and lay the groundwork for us to make impactful changes in the way our county government functions. So we face challenges today that at times may seem insurmountable. The conditions before us are overwhelming. I imagine many of you have sleepless nights because of some of the things you face have been so formidable. I'm sure, if not all of my colleagues on board, I'm sure some of them, not all of them, have had those same kinds of nights, tossing and turning, just trying to figure out how to deal with this monstrosity of issues and conditions we have before us. So for this board, one of those issues has been climate change. This phenomenon, this inconvenient truth, has many tentacles, not the least of which is energy. How we produce it, how we use it, and how we renew it. In the wake of this deep recession, we've moved into an era of constraint, but also a time of opportunity. As a civilization, we must find ways to more efficiently use energy, spend less on it, and utilize cleaner technology in its production. Making the most of renewable energy is critical to reducing greenhouse gases, as well as reducing our energy cost. To this end, we must foster new public-private partnerships and initiatives that enable us to invest in developing local renewable energy and a smart grid while stimulating our economy and creating jobs at the same time. $500 million leaves our county every year in utility payments. Capturing just a portion of those dollars would allow us to leverage municipal bonds to invest in green energy infrastructure, create new business opportunities and jobs, provide cheaper and more reliable energy, and incentivize property owners to install solar and other renewable forms of energy. We have to take charge of our own destiny and provide future generations with an efficient and effective energy policy. Last week, we unveiled a momentous step in that quest, the installation of a new 1.4 megawatt ultra-clean fuel cell, the largest fuel cell in California. We've shown the entire state that we are a leader in the fight against climate change. So this public-private collaboration proves a number of things, but none so much as how these partnerships can bring about positive, lasting change. PG&E, along with Aircon Energy, were invaluable partners at every step of the way. PG&E, through their self-generation incentive program, presented the county with a check in the amount of $3 million a couple of weeks ago. And the Sonoma County Comprehensive Energy Project now stands as a model for others to use a roadmap towards more energy efficient and effective local government. So the Board of Supervisors has been extremely busy the last 12 months, and the next 12 months portray to be every bit as demanding, if not more so. We have many challenges ahead of us that can only be overcome with the involvement of community-based organizations, or often called CBOs. At present, Sonoma County has contracts with over 1,500 community-based organizations in this county. The monetary sum of these partnerships sum at over $95 million annually. The CBOs cost-effectively provide such an array of services that time just doesn't allow me to name them all today. But they offer health, mental health services, drug and alcohol counseling, at-risk youth programs, housing referrals, anti-gang programs, and early learning programs for children, just to name a few. I have to say, frankly, that these associations have probably been the most gratifying of my tenure here on the board, is those partnerships with our CBOs. So with the budgetary constraints facing the county, CBOs are critical in providing much-needed services to those who need the most, and at a reduced cost to taxpayers. We face challenges of a growing youth population, high dropout rates, substance abuse, increasing gang violence, and a rapidly growing cost in criminal justice. Our philosophy of upstream investments emphasizes prevention-focused intervention and policies for children, families, individuals, and the community as a whole. Through these upstream investments like First Five, Nurse Family Partnership, Schools of Hope, the Innovation Council, Workforce Investment Board, Health Action, and Restorative Justice programs, we strive to promote opportunity and equality while reducing the negative impact on our society and our economy. CBOs are at the forefront of this campaign, and without them, we would most certainly lose that battle. Another of the upstream investments that must be made is to better serve our Latino youth. I'd like to share some figures with you this morning that I think will be quite impactful. According to recent figures from the U.S. Census Bureau, 45% of all children under the age of 5 in Sonoma County are Latino. 35% of all K through 12 students are Latino, while just under 1/4 of the total population of our county. The dropout rate for Latino boys is 32%. The dropout rate for Latino girls is 22%. These numbers are way too high, and we have to help educators do something about it. These dropout rates not only threaten the potential livelihoods of our kids, but also threaten the quality of life in our economy. There are a number of estimates that in 5 years place the number of Latino kindergartner students will reach 45%. And by 2025, 45% of those entering the workforce will be Latino. Investment in programs that effectively turn the tide on dropouts by engaging parents and offering early education programs for children of any color and any economic background. We can do a better job of convincing our parents of the intrinsic values of education and that education is the key to a better life and a better society. So I've been honored to speak to you this morning about the state of our beloved county. We have much to be proud of, but much more work is left to be done. Over the next year, my colleagues in the board and I will face new challenges and probably some of the same issues we visited before. Our pledge is to work together to maintain Sonoma County's quality of life while striving to make it better. We want the best for our fellow citizens and hope to offer them a safe, clean, and prosperous environment in which to live and work. And I know I've shared this story with some of you before in previous interactions, but I'm going to share it again. It's probably been the most impactful of my tenure on the board. Being the youngest member of the Board of Supervisors, I get often asked to speak at schools. And I remember one of my school visits at Comstock Middle School in the middle of 2009, speaking to a sea of about 200 seventh and eighth graders, the future of this county. And as I'm acknowledging the fact that I grew up in some of the tougher areas and neighborhoods here in this county, one of the young ladies asked a question. She wants to test my street cred. Mr. Supervisor, you come here with a suit telling us what to do, how to act, what to do in school, and the importance of civic engagement. Who are you to tell us what to do? Mr. Supervisor, the young lady in the front, have you ever been to juvie? Mr. Supervisor, have you ever been to juvenile hall? That was her test of street cred. So serious as I could, I looked at this young lady and I said, yes, I had been to juvie. And the room fell quiet. And I could almost feel what they were thinking. Our county supervisor's been to juvie? So then I told them I was there on a tour with our chief probation officer. And they laughed. They laughed the same way, but I'll tell you, it's probably one of the most difficult days in my life so far is touring juvenile hall and seeing so many dreams and so many goals derail and take a different path. And yet when I had an opportunity to look at some of the young men and look through the window, which they have in their small cell, I didn't see that young man on the other side. I saw a reflection of myself. What difference did I have in my life that these boys didn't have? Was it parenting? Was it socioeconomic? Was it their neighborhoods? What was it that was different? And to me, it was simply a reminder that there's more to do, there's more to learn, and there's more to achieve. That day is a constant reminder to me that the work that we do here at the county is important, that the work that you guys do as employers is important, and the work that you do as nonprofit program and service providers is important. So our pledge is to work together to maintain this county the best county. And yes, we saw some graphs there with the indicators that Napa and Marin have a better quality. I will disagree with that, Rod. On your tables, you will find a packet of information. Inside, you will find our first ever County of Sonoma annual report. This new effort is part of our ongoing commitment to make county government more accessible and transparent, and we hope that you find it useful. I think that you can see that the way forward for us all is through partnerships. Partnerships with all kinds of groups, with our local mayors and city council members and state and federal agencies, with our entrepreneurs and business leaders who create the jobs we need, with our community-based organizations who provide vital social services, with our schools and colleges who provide the workforce for local employers, and with many other groups. Most of all, it's partnerships with all our residents. People like you who are here this morning that will enable us all to move forward. I salute you for taking the time to be here today and look forward to working with you this year. Working together, I believe that we can make Sonoma County a much better place in 2011. And on behalf of my colleagues and the Board of Supervisors, thank you for this opportunity to serve you.